Hey, it's Albert from the From the Hip podcast. Got a question for you. Have you ever had a friend dump a bucket of cold ice water over the shower curtain unknowingly upon you? Well, I have. And it is not the greatest feeling in the world. Although it is great if you want something to wake you up when you have maybe are hungover. It's happened to me several times. It was a going gag with one of my buddies. But I had a bucket of ice water dumped over me, so to speak, yesterday after receiving a rejection letter for this position that I applied for. Now, it's going to be one of those things I'm hoping that one day I'm going to say, I'm so glad they rejected me because it opened up the door for X or Y. I need a change, man. I need a big change in what I'm doing, in my career, in the position that I'm in at the least. I'm bored. I know it's not my passion. This has been an ongoing theme on the podcast for several years, unfortunately. And it's time to make a change. And this was really a change I was hoping to do with these people because of some friends. But it may not happen. And I was envisioning it working out. Could not see why they wouldn't want me. Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me? Oh. That's a song by the Human League called Don't You Want Me. Isn't it strange? You envision something, you almost thought, yeah, this is the done deal, man. It's done. I'm just going to submit the paperwork. They're going to love me. They're going to read it. It's like a novel. And say, they're going to gather the co-workers around the office. Hey, come on, have a look at this. Look at this guy. He's, oh boy, we got to get him. So it took me, I hate to tell you, it took me months to fill out what needed to be done, and it wasn't that difficult, but I faced the little demons of procrastination and fear, normal things, and I held off doing it, and finally I pushed, I did it, I sent it away with the review of some people in the know. And when I sent it away, I got an auto response through the email system, giving me some hints that I would have appreciated before I sent the damn email away. Like, have a listen to some podcasts with this guy who's running the company and see what he's looking for. There was a couple of things there that I could have definitely used. So you go over the whole situation in your head over and over again. You know, what could I have done? Wow, I just saw a vehicle that looked a lot like the Ghostbuster vehicle. You go over the situation. What could I have done? And blah, blah, blah. Am I even good enough for this job? You know, that's the kind of thing that rejection does to you, is that it makes you doubt it. Like the comics, I'm sure. They go online or they go to a stand-up show and it doesn't work out. And next thing you know, you're doubting if you should even be in the business, or even actors. I've never had to audition for anything. But I imagine if I did, obviously you get a lot more rejections than acceptances. So that's what it does. It makes you think, hey man, maybe I shouldn't even be an actor. I shouldn't be a comic. Maybe this isn't good. Maybe I'm not good. Which is total BS. Total BS. That's where you need to have that thick skin. A lot of times we listen to stupid cliches and we kind of get bored of them. We write them off, but they're true. Thick skin. So what's next? I'm not sure. Probably a more concerted effort, a more laser-focused effort on making that change that I want to make. And maybe getting my LinkedIn profile to be a sort of resume in itself, where if somebody does go there, they know exactly what kind of work I'm looking for, or what my talents are, or how I can add to them, to their company. That's probably a good thing to do. There's tons of information on there. So yeah, it was an alarming. It wasn't what I was expecting. Although after I did receive that initial automated email, I did have a feeling that, and I heard a podcast with the gentleman on there. I thought, oh, I'm not really standing out in any way, and he kind of wanted that. But that's just the way it goes, my friend. My friend, thank you so much for being my my psychologist through proxy, podcast proxy. Let's touch on some other things that are going here. Haven't been doing too much Elvis work lately. You know, I do some on Fiverr. You could find it under username Legendary Fun. I've been thinking maybe I should expand my repertoire there. You know, I only have two, they call them gigs, but they're two items for sale, two services. I think I should expand that. And I think I should put comedy writing in there too. Maybe writing jokes. Maybe like three jokes for $5. To me, it's like if someone can't write, I don't know. It's just, I don't want to sound like Mr. Know-It-All here in the joke department. But I guess writing jokes for some people is hard. I don't find it that hard. You know what I mean? We'll have a little thanks there. All right. That's about all today. I don't know. I don't want a boy anymore. Going back to work. I loathe it. Don't look forward to it. It's kind of, sludging through mud the whole day long. Not a very great sign over here. But you know what? We're going to do it. We're going to figure it out. Could be worse. I'm inside, nice warm place. The boys are good. The work is empty. All right. Thanks for listening to the From the Hip podcast. So much more to come on this. Hope you enjoyed this to some degree.